This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back about 18 and 25, I left Tennessee very much alive. I never would have made it through the Arkansas mud if I hadn't been riding on the Tennessee stud. Had some trouble with my sweetheart's paw. One of her brothers was a bad outlaw. I wrote a letter to my uncle Bud, and I rode away on the Tennessee stud.
We are back live.
The Tennessee stud.
Very special report.
The color of the sun and his eyes.
At the start of the next segment, we'll also have Barnes with us as well.
He had the nerve and...
But this report on the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve and what Trump just did is beyond critical. So look for that at the start of the next segment with Greg Reese. Finishing up, John, Mark, and... What you're talking about with propertarianism, give us some more facets of that.
Absolutely. I'll just give you a couple examples of the fixes that it puts in, because a lot of times what people are curious about is, you know, they understand going back to the original Constitution and undoing some of the mistakes that have been made since then. And then they say, okay, what are these extra layers of protection that you're putting in? So I'll just give a couple of, you know, one or two examples. One is, we know we have a big problem, for example, with leftist activist judges. They think they can interpret the Constitution however they want. And the reason we have that problem, or the core reason we have that problem, is because the original founding fathers did not put an extremely clear, ultra-clear jurisprudence in the Constitution to say, this is how you must interpret it. And so now we actually have four schools of thought and a big debate about how do you interpret the Constitution. And, of course, you and I are sitting here thinking, just like the founding fathers probably did, why would you interpret any other way than strictly? So this is something where, you know, the founding fathers just didn't really foresee it. They did a great job. So how do we fix this?
You mean literal, yeah.
Literally, yes. And so what propertarianism does is it makes it very clear. It just has another amendment to add in that says, okay, listen, if you're a judge, you must follow this particular jurisprudence, these particular rules about how you interpret.
Jefferson said they had to, and not twist it into whatever bizarre meaning they wanted.
Correct. And so a lot of this is enforcement, too. I mean, we need to enforce these things. It's not just writing things down.
Let me tell you something. The experience I've had with these federal judges so far is they'll have a federal law saying you can't sue somebody in state law if you haven't said their name. And they've had the local circuit court say, we don't care, lawsuit goes forward. Even people sue me. Don't even say their name, they sue me. Don't even show their picture, they sue me.
Yes, and so we have a big problem with this, as you know, and this is a bit, sometimes when people get into propertarianism, start learning about it, they realize this is a very rule of law based solution, because if we don't have our rule of law right, and if we don't have very strict rules around these things and enforce it, I mean, that's the very basis of civilization. If we can't even rely on our rule of law to be fair and just and interpret things correctly, we don't even have civilization, Alex.
Well, that's right. Nazi Germany's enforcement arm was a bunch of puppet judges, so judicial tyranny is always a real threat.
Exactly. And we have to have rules. And this is a very key feature of propertarianism. I'll just close with this, which is that all of this is based on empirical observation. None of this is arbitrary that we have in propertarianism. It's all based on scientific observation of how humans operate and cooperate and why they fight and all of this. And so it's the ultimate system to remove arbitrary decision making. And, of course, it requires enforcement, but it's very helpful to have these things written down and rules that are very, very clear and taking it to the next level in that regard.
Well, I want to invite you back sometime, maybe do a special report, you know, an hour report or something for us. We'll air here. You can put it on your YouTube, of course, where you lay it all out. I know you lay a lot of it out on your channel. But that's very, very exciting. And I should look more into that. I've seen that term. I've read about it. I've seen people talking about it. I kind of see the definition of it. But this is the most I've delved into. And it just seems like another school of thought for common sense, scientific approach to liberty and defending the known scientific formulas that produce the best and most stable societies.
Absolutely right. Would love to come back, Alex. Thanks so much for having me.
All right. And the best places for people to find you, John Mark?
Is my YouTube channel, which is just John Mark. If you just put that in the search bar, it will come up. And then my website is johnmarksays.com. And my Twitter is @JohnMarkSays.
Beautiful. And again, so many YouTubers ask me, though, can I post you on my site? Yes, there's not a ban on people interviewing me or me interviewing them. There's a ban on me having a YouTube channel, and it's so dangerous. And now they're banning presidents of major countries like Brazil for saying hydroxychloroquine is great in trials, which is admitted. Now the FDA just approved it. So egg on their face. Thank you, John Mark. Key report on the Federal Reserve. Did Trump just nationalize it?
Alex Jones here with some good news. 2 weeks ago, we had to stop taking new storable food orders because the company that supplies us was backed up and was busy getting out the orders they had. Now they've opened up two more factories. They've bought a whole bunch more high-quality food. They're packaging it right now, and they're going to be able to ship it out to you very soon. So get your orders in now. Every other major food manufacturer in the storable food area has been sold out for a long time. Many of them are still telling you they got food. They don't. We do, but it takes time to package it and get it out to you. The bad news is, hey, I hope the virus blows over, but the globalists trying to cancel the election and the economy may go south. Now more than ever is the time to have high-quality, affordable food, and the place to get it is InfoWarsStore.com. So a lot of you have gotten food from us. You've loved it. It's been very helpful for you and your family. Now is the time to double down. With as crazy as this world is, if they're able to take Trump down, we are screwed. We've got to fend for ourselves.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Godfather of the Rothschild banking cartel, Mayor Amschel Rothschild said, "Give me control of a nation's money, and I care not who makes the laws." In a recent Bloomberg article, "The Fed's Cure Risks Being Worse Than the Disease," Jim Bianco explains what is now happening with the Federal Reserve Bank and their response to the coronavirus. He writes, "This scheme essentially merges the Fed and Treasury into one organization. So meet your new Fed chairman, Donald J. Trump." Did President Trump just nationalize the Federal Reserve Bank? On June 4th, 1963, President John F. Kennedy issued Executive Order 1111-0, which many believe was an effort to transfer power from the Federal Reserve Bank to the United States Department of the Treasury by replacing Federal Reserve notes with silver certificates, thereby taking the power away from the international banking cartels. Less than 6 months later, President Kennedy was assassinated, and his move against the Fed was reversed. During the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln printed $400 million worth of greenbacks, a debt-free, interest-free money, independent of international bank control. In response, the London Times wrote that if that mischievous financial policy, which had its origin in the North American Republic, should become indurated down to a fixture, then that government will furnish its own money without cost. It will pay off debts and be without debt. It will have all the money necessary to carry on its commerce. It will become prosperous beyond precedent in the history of the civilized governments of the world. The brains and the wealth of all countries will go to North America. That government must be destroyed, or it will destroy every monarchy on the globe. The bankers were not willing to lose power, and the Bank of England went on to fund the Confederacy. Weeks prior to Lincoln's assassination, assassin John Wilkes Booth spent time in Montreal, known as the Confederate capital of Canada, and was found after the assassination with a banknote from Ontario Bank. Booth's personal manager was banker Joseph Siemens. After Lincoln was killed, power was restored to the international banking cartel. The National Economic Security and Recovery Act, known as NESARA, was a set of proposed economic reforms suggested during the 1990s by Harvey Francis Bernard. Bernard created the NESARA proposal during the late 1980s. He sent copies to members of Congress, but was ignored. In 2001, he established the NESARA Institute and published the second edition of his book in 2005, retitling it Draining the Swamp, the NESARA Story, Monetary and Fiscal Policy Reform.
The policies included replacing the income tax with a national sales tax, abolishing compound interest on secured loans, and returning to a bimetallic currency, which he claimed would result in 0% inflation and a more stable economy. There is a big buzz on the internet that President Trump is implementing this plan. There is also speculation that this is part of a huge global economic reset, GESARA, to be decided at the International World Court of The Hague. If this is true, certainly this decision has been decided years ago, and we are just now feeling the effects. The coronavirus scare is beginning to look like a false alarm, but the reaction is looking just like a false flag. And it seems that when we come out the other end of this, the world will be different. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
Lawyer is here with us in studio, and I was looking at all his great tweets and his comments and already wanting him to do a segment on my show. So I said to him just last week, I said, why don't you just come here? You're not scared of the coronavirus, and do maybe a show for a month, 2 months, however long. We came up with a name for it. We kind of clicked. So we'll tell you about that at the bottom of the hour. It starts tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. That's 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Mountain. And it'll be on the radio satellites, the TV satellites, for any stations that want to pick it up out there. It's just a free-to-air. Any stations, just pick it up. And we don't have any network ads in it. We've cut all our ads out. You get a couple minutes at the start and about 4 minutes at the bottom of the hour for your local stations. You can feel free to override any of it anytime you wish as well. It's totally free-to-air. So if you want to take one segment of it every night, put ads other places or just cut over, I don't care what you do. It's free-to-air. So is my broadcast. Okay, but I wanted to hit this with you because you're quite the student of history, Constitution, even more so than a lawyer, because I've done quite a bit of research, and you know what you're talking about. You're not a BSer. Last week, it didn't get hardly any attention. Trump came in, and he said, okay, $4 trillion in stimulus, $2 trillion from the Treasury, $2 trillion from the private run for profit Federal Reserve. But then when I zoomed in more on it and looked at the actual statement, it's the Treasury directing it. So it's always been the private Federal Reserve for 107 years, since 1913, that took control of the power of the purse from the Constitution. So we always thought of abolishing the Federal Reserve as the way to get rid of it. It goes back under Treasury. And that is the Congress that's supposed to do that, and the president can sign or veto those bills. So a lot of folks are saying, oh, Trump has the Federal Reserve taking over. No, he actually did take it over under the Treasury. The problem is that the president has the power over the Federal Reserve in the Federal Reserve Act, the only part of the country that does, which is really a usurpation of the power of the purse of Congress. So by the president taking control of the Federal Reserve, he's taking control of the power of the purse. We can play clips of Alan Greenspan saying the only role of the Federal Reserve is the government has the Federal Reserve is nothing. We're our own branch of government. Well, that's a dictatorship of the Federal Reserve. So I like it under the president, but that's not in the Constitution. It says all bills of raising revenue shall originate in the House of Representatives, but the Senate may propose or concur with amendments as the bills. U.S. Constitution, Article 1, Section 7, Clause 1. Here's another part of the Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, Clause 7. No money shall be drawn from the Treasury but by the consequences of appropriations made by law, and a regular statement of account of the receipts of expenditures of all public money shall be published from time to time. Well, the Federal Reserve never even been audited, as we know. So this is big. This is not the Federal Reserve taking over. And even Bloomberg's pissed and the left's pissed. Meet the new boss at the Fed, President Trump. The Fed's cure risk worse than the disease. Bloomberg, they hate it. They say he now has federalized the Federal Reserve. Federal Reserve Chairman Donald Trump, POTUS could save America. That's a Kellen McBring, InfoWars.com article. Bob, what do you make of this?
So it's only as to those funds. So the essentially that part of the stimulus package or a relief package, that part, those funds, the president has some control over because he wanted to.
Congress did pass it.
Yes, exactly. The bigger issue is this is probably the first step towards MMT. So it's modern monetary theory. And the idea basically is you can print your way out of any problem. That if a state controls its own currency, it can effectively control the economy just by printing.
And that's what Lincoln thought.
And there's different people who brought it up, and it originated within its most recent incarnation as a more left-leaning doctrine. The criticism of it was always, why won't inflation result from that? And the premise was that it will create enough economic activity to match the amount of money printed. The problem is that's not what's happening now. There's a supply-side shock to the system. But Trump has often been a fan of the idea of MMT because of the power that it provides, and that's why he incorporated a smaller portion of it. What people don't know is that while this is happening on the fiscal side, the Fed has committed to printing as much as $12 trillion over the next month, separately and on top of this.
And do they get interest on that? Because Trump's saying a lot of it will be interest-free.
All of it will be interest-free. So what the Fed is going to be doing is they're going to be bailing out selective industries, bailing out the corporate bond market, which relates to the pension fund crisis that could collapse overnight if certain confidence.
As you see, he knows a lot. So when we come back, we're going to look at what's really going on, not the hype with Robert Barnes, who is really up on all of this. And we'll ask, did Trump have to do this? Because we're under Chi-Com bio attack. People say, oh, this is not fiscally conservative. Well, if you want a Great Depression, folks, then don't do this.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. DanPilla.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. ProactiveMD.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. ProactiveMD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to ProActive.com and enter promo code radio.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Constitutional lawyer and historian Robert Barnes is here with us. Lay out the power of the purse, because I was doing the different arguments. Did he nationalize the Fed? Did he overstep Congress' power of the purse? No, they passed this, and then the president is then able to execute it because he does have power over the Federal Reserve. Congress passed that law December 23rd, 1913. So this is actually all being done by the letter of the law, but is it the spirit of the law? And as you said, what will be the inflationary results from this, or is the stalling of the economy and the lowering of fuel prices, gas prices, is that enough to offset the inflationary spiral of, as you said, $14, $15 trillion in the aggregate?
I mean, really, it was sort of a means shifting issue. In other words, what they did is rather than issue debt to fund the deficit, they're basically allowing the Fed to print cash that's put under Trump's control. So part of the Fed has been effectively nationalized, but only that part that governs that amount of money. They did it correctly from a constitutional perspective in the sense that Congress passed the authorization for him to do so, that he could appropriate certain money from the Fed under the guidance and governance of the president.
I got to say, I don't like the giant amounts of money. I get it. I mean, we're in a desperate situation, like a defibrillator. But I like the president taking over the Fed. I mean, I like the beginning of that.
The question is where that ends up. So, I mean, the risk factor is that if this embraces MMT, modern monetary theory, completely, the left wants to use that to spend wild amounts of money on a wild number of policies. And the big historical question with MMT has always been, why won't we have a major inflation problem? So if you go back and look, other governments have tried variations of this. Weimar Germany in the 1920s to get out of their problem, tried to inflate their currency. Hungary in 1946. Again, later, Argentina in the 1990s. And then, of course, Zimbabwe in the 2006-2008 time period. And in the Zimbabwe example, and, of course, Venezuela within the last 2 years. Well, if you look at the Zimbabwe example, I mean, they ended up printing $1 trillion bills because of how bad the inflation became. So the question has always been, can you just print money to solve a problem? As a friend of mine pointed out, if printing money could solve problems, the Soviet Union would still exist. Writing checks by itself without correspondent economic activity has never worked. So I understand the president wanting to explore MMT and because of its ability to remediate the severe economic impacts of a shutdown. The question is, what is its long-term consequences? Once we start employing it for him, does the next president say, I want some MMT and I want $8 trillion or I want $12 trillion or I want $14 trillion? So I think that's the risk factor, and it's a huge gamble. How MMT works, if it backfires, it can collapse an economy overnight, just as Venezuela today. Venezuela's problem isn't really socialism so much. Its problem is its currency management in light of the way they were running government policy.
And that was an incredibly successful economy and an incredibly rich nation. For folks that don't know, it was richer than the U.S. at one time, run down the rat hole by socialists in just a few decades. Let's talk about history. They tried to kill Jackson. He tried to have the U.S. bank and use the MMT in a older fashion. And then they tried to kill him at least four times by Providence. He lived. There was another president they shot and killed over it. And then, of course, we then see Lincoln got shot in the back of the head for doing it. He issued 40-something million, was going to issue 400 million. Then JFK was able to reissue the same original currency that had never been withdrawn in the Lincoln $5 bills and a nod to him. And that, of course, was Executive Order 11110. And let's show folks for TV viewers the $5 bill. Just type in a JFK $5 bill. And if you notice, it doesn't say Federal Reserve note. It says U.S. Treasury note, ladies and gentlemen. So that's an example of what we're talking about. Both men were executed by being shot in the head. Will Trump follow the same path?
Well, I think the certain aspects are, right now, for the most part, Trump is, while he's asserted control over this portion of the Fed, really it was just a way of giving him money without going through the U.S. debt markets, because the rest of the Fed is still unchecked. So the Fed, for example, what people don't know this, that in the overnight repo markets, which is where you have a lot of debt exchange, which help fund corporate debt, which they need cash every day, basically, or they run out of business, to avoid the credit crunch that happened in 2008 that sunk the economy for half a decade, they are pouring in cash.
So this is like a heroin habit. It only gets bigger.
No doubt about it. I mean, to give you an idea, they spent over $1 trillion in the last week and a half. It took them all of 2008 and 2009 to spend $4 trillion, the Fed. They are anticipating, and they have committed to adding, currently their balance sheet has been stayed around $4 trillion. It's already now up to $5.5 trillion, highest it's ever been. And they said they've committed to adding $11 trillion more over the next month and a half.
Let me ask you, what could have Trump done other than this with the media trying to plunge the market, with them blaming him? I mean, I don't like where this is going, but I also wouldn't want a total depression. We'd already be in one.
I think my view was that his original instinct, his initial instinct, which was to reopen the economy as quickly as possible and mitigate the necessity of these extreme means and these extreme experiments with finances, was the right one. But the problem is he has everyone around him opposes him. I mean, does anyone doubt that even the health officials, that I think otherwise mean well, voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016?
They admit they did.
Exactly.
Did.
Exactly. So the problem is he has no allies around him. And
he's got a bunch of D.C. followers. Most of them aren't even evil, as you know.
Right.
At the top, they're just a bunch of jellyfish.
Exactly. And they're people that do not have any sort of backbone, any sort of core independence. We've had a culture of complicity that has been corrupted within the academia and the intellectual world.
Of complying with the most corrupt.
Exactly.
With world, because they come after you. People go, man, Alex, they're coming after you. Well, listen, somebody had to do it.
Right.
And literally, it comes down to that. Why'd you do it? Somebody had to I mean, seriously, you can't just not stand up to this. It's a recipe for disaster.
Well, I mean, to give people a context, we have never experienced in our entire country's history what's happening right now. We've never had whole cities put under house arrest for months on end. That's never happened. That is happening. That 70% of Americans today live under house arrest under terms that are harsher than most criminals experience under house arrest.
And notice the Rockefeller Foundation 10 years ago in a document called Lockstep, so this is the way to go.
But it's amazing what terrorism couldn't produce, if fear of foreign enemies couldn't produce, fear of communism couldn't produce. It turns out the word virus can produce a completely docile, compliant
population. And now we're going to see more novel viruses come along.
Why not?
God knows who. Anybody can cook these up, and then the whole world comes to its knees.
Well, look at this. Here they've been able to, whether they did deliberately or not, the lesson that they've learned from this is that here they've had a virus that hasn't even killed many people in the United States at this stage, has not caused the hospitalization crisis to date that was predicted or forecast, and yet they've got this massive public docile compliance with violating every constitutional liberty that exists, to where you need papers to go outside of your home. You need papers to go through the airport.
And don't worry, they have all this work from home stuff that just rolled out a few months ago, and they've got all these apps that China already has that we're going to have where it shows that you're social distancing. And, oh, but it's for the greater good, so if it saves one life, we've got to do it.
And ultimately, it's going to result in something like a vaccine chip. That's going to be the new excuse for the chip. I mean, before it was track your kids. You don't want your kid to get lost, so put a little chip in them. Now it's going to be we have this chip that has all these wonderful vaccines.
MIT says, oh, they've been working 5 years secretly, Bill and Melinda Gates, on a digital tattoo that's sewn on your skin. No one sees it, but you can't remove it. But don't worry, don't walk in the mountains by yourself, but if you're an illegal alien, you can just run around and do whatever you want.
Exactly. Bill Gates keeps popping up in this setting in a lot of interest.
He's not a very nice person. His dad happened to head up Planned Parenthood and the Eugenics Society, but he does admit he wants to kill old people, but hey, and this virus eats your testicles, but hey, everything's okay. One of our best-selling products is Living Defense, and it's been sold out for over 4 months because it's hard to source the ingredients that are organic. We've got a limited supply right now, but it's selling out fast, and I want those of you that haven't experienced Living Defense to get it for yourself. Here's just part of one testimonial.
I looked. In January 2016, I went in a hospital. I went in the VA hospital out here in Boise, and I was in there until June. And one of the only things that got me through that ordeal was listening to InfoWars 3 hours a day, and I kept hearing Dr. Group and all you guys talking about Living Defense. Let me tell you something, man. I had an internal digestive problem, and I suffered with it for about 5 or 6 years. And the doctors, they tried every test. Nobody could figure out what it is. And then every day when I kept hearing you and Dr. Group and those commercials, I said, you know what? I'm going to get me some of that freaking Living Defense. Now, I wasn't supposed to have any nutritionals because they don't want you to have that stuff. But I ordered it, had it shipped to me. I got it. I hid it from the nurses. I started taking it. Man, that stuff changed my life. It saved my life. Alex Jones and InfoWars saved my life.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
So you heard Barnes, Robert Barnes, a well-known, very intelligent lawyer. Done a lot of work for us. You heard him lay out beautifully what's going on with the monetary system. Just from a very pragmatic, historical perspective. And that's why I'm like, this guy needs a show. So he's going to do it for a month, maybe longer. And he's here in Austin, and we're going to call it American Countdown. countdown with the coronavirus crisis, countdown with the election. We're going to have a segment on it that's America under attack. We have a segment, these are all his ideas, America Fights Back. And he's going to have legal segments, everything. And then if he likes it, we'll keep doing it. Probably do a weekend show at least, because you do a great legal advice show. Those other ones are pretty damn boring. And we got the stations ready to pick it up. And again, it's going to be his own show. It'll be produced out of here, but it's his own program. The great crew is here, coming in 5 nights a week, Monday through Friday, to run it live, at least Monday through Thursday. We may do live Friday. There'll be a lot of interviews, a lot of great calls. We'll probably have a best of on Fridays. But sometimes when there's big breaking news, he'll do Friday as well. 7 to 9 Central. And again, the URL is, and it'll go right to band.video for now. He's going to build it up after that. No videos there yet. This interview will be the first one posted. The show tonight will be a live feed there, and then pieces of it posted there, and then for you to share out. It's going to be titled AmericanCountdown.news. So, Barnes, tell me about your ideas for the show.
Well, the idea is that this pandemic panic has created substantial, unprecedented constitutional issues, unprecedented economic risks, unprecedented risks to the entire idea of America as a civil society, as a constitutional republic, as a free enterprise system. All of these are under attack in ways they have never been in America's history. Today in America, about 70% of the country now lives under house arrest, under terms that are harsher and meaner than they would be for most criminals. And while people are being threatened with jail and prison because they're holding church services, or because they want to do a political rally, or because they want to be able to purchase a gun for their own defense, or because they don't want to have their privacy invaded, or because they simply want to practice their profession or occupation of their choice. Meanwhile, people that are actual criminals, including sex offenders, are being systematically released from jails and prisons, while police are issuing stand-down orders that they're publicizing to the world for almost all kinds of crimes. This is a dystopian country that not even Escape to from New York or Escape from L.A. or some of the most apocalyptic films could have foreshadowed.
And by the way, is that Rodney Howard Brown, our good friend that got arrested in Tampa?
It appears so.
Wow, you get that? I want to play that newscast in a minute, guys. Wow, it's just getting crazy.
I mean, they were actually threatening with going into his church service and arresting him and maybe everybody in there.
Hey, in New York, they're saying to synagogues and churches, you'll never open again.
Yeah, they're saying maybe permanent. This is
the Soviet Union.
I have a client in another place who wants to stay anonymous for the time being, but just because they held a church service, which the police recognized was legal because the Constitution required it, the local community is trying to dox every member of them. The local community is threatening to burn down their houses, burn down their churches, commit arson against them, commit violence against them, threatening to make
this is the Maoist style revolution packaged by China, launched against us, the media helping it. That's the whole Maoist system, is to get grassroots hysteria going.
Absolutely.
Gut level. I mean, they admit the things manufactured, major universities. What do you think is really behind this? I think all the evidence shows by design.
It's the only argument against that. The argument for the design part would be the consequences on the West. Not necessarily the argument against design would be what happened within China. That China would never quarantine their own population, and they wouldn't risk the economic impact that would have deliberately or intentionally. Now, of course, there's always possibilities that there's always been carelessness with the way they have handled certain bio research in the past, keeping the things in. And
but regardless, it's the whole bioweapons, bioresearch, biodefense complex that keeps creating this and sharing it. And the elephant in the room is that top universities from India to Germany, you name it, looked at it and said it's man-made.
There are people who believe it's man-made. There are people who believe it was released from a bio agency. There's people who believe it's entirely biologically created. Whatever the circumstances were, the way the state has reacted across the West is the real threat. That once the politicians started using this pandemic as a pretext to steal constitutional liberties from people in a way that has never happened in the history of our republic, and to restructure the economy with Wall Street bailouts in ways that were supposed to stop after 2009, while at the same time the data underneath the virus shows it to be more panic than plague in terms of what's happened and what. That's why you have CBS doing fake news stories and pretending that Italian news coverage is actually New York news coverage.
To create as much fear as possible. And the pastor, Rodney Howard Brown, a great patriot, friend of the show, he points out that everything else can stay open. Walmart can stay open. Target's still open, but a Church of God can't. And by the way, I want to point this out. We did a big article 4 days ago, DHS, gun shops, manufacturers, essential under new guidelines. We reported 4 days ago, COVID alert, feds abolished Second Amendment by proxy in 2007. Now it's in action. Well, DHS responded to that and said, no, gun shops, manufacturers are essential under new guidelines. And many judges have said in other areas, churches and other places are essential. This is BS. And again, I was banned on Google app for saying hydroxychloroquine has been great in studies in Europe. I was quoting Trump and Fauci. But even if I was wrong, I had a right to say that. They said that I was also banned because I was saying that this is authoritarian and they're using it to take control. Well, the Wall Street Journal had a headline, coronavirus and autocrats, never let pandemic go to waste. I mean, I said just mainline true stuff, and I'm banned for that because it's so true. And now the FDA's had to come out and say, okay, everybody can use it. It is a good treatment. Egg on their face. Will my sight be restored? Will they give us back the app we paid for and they accepted that had 5 stars?
Well, look at what's happening in Europe. If you look at what's happening in parts of Europe, they are making, quote-unquote, misinformation a crime now, particularly if it concerns the...
So who defines that?
Exactly. That's going to be politicians deciding that. Just like they're the...
So this is the end of the First Amendment that we let to stand.
Absolutely. What should have been in the essential category is any constitutionally protected activity, period. That if you're doing First Amendment activity, that's essential. If you're doing Second Amendment activity, that's essential.
Yeah, I mean, if people want to congregate for... I mean, this is the time to be able to congregate.
Absolutely.
Since when has the First Amendment ever been neutralized in 250 years? Never till now.
Well, I'm getting all kinds of emails and calls about people who can't circulate petitions to get on the ballot, can't circulate petitions for recall like they want to do with the governor of Nevada for his order.
It's a political lockdown.
Absolutely. It's a complete suppression. Exactly. We have never had this degree of suspension of civil constitutional liberties in the history of the country. And it's not like our founders were unfamiliar with the idea of plague or viruses. They were much more intimately
aware. My God, they had stuff back then that would kill 10% of the population.
Exactly. And yet you read the Constitution, there's nothing in there that says you can suspend this in case of a virus. You can suspend this in case of a public health crisis.
The pox.
Exactly. None of that. Why? Because that was never going to be a justification or an excuse for this kind of violation.
I mean, listen, exactly. It's the nanny state. 15 years ago, 20 years ago now, they banned dodgeball in a few leftist areas. Now it's banned everywhere. Then they banned volleyball. Then they started banning running at break time. You might get hurt. This is getting rid of diving boards, getting rid of pools that are deep. Because somebody might get down the bottom, you don't see them. I mean, now they're trying to ban people in California hiking as you might get hurt. I mean, literally, this is a total takeover of civilization.
No doubt. I mean, people are scared to leave their own home. And if they do leave their own home, their own neighbors are going to rat them out. I told people that it's very much like a Cuban society. Cuba does a great job of life expectancy. It's just 78 years of misery. So I think most Americans would rather have 77 great years than 78 miserable years.
Exactly. And again, Eisenhower said, I can give you total security. I'll lock your ass in a jail cell.
Yeah.
Look at this. Coronavirus and the autocrats never let pandemic go to waste. Goes on to show the horrible police state, how we're adopting what the communist Chinese did. Since when do they set our precedent? Exactly what I said, banned on Google for that. Gordon Brown calls for global government to tackle coronavirus. London Guardian. Lockstep, panic, pandemic, and police state. Medium reports, long after we did, on the Rockefeller plan for total worldwide police state using it. Again, we're right. Coronavirus snitches. Police create web portal to inform on neighbors. Video. Spanish apartment dwellers throw a bag of water on coronavirus lockdown breakers. Could have broken their neck. Big old gallon of water. Philippines. Coronavirus curfew breakers held in dog cages. This is the threat, folks. This is what you... Governor Cuomo admits stockpile of thousands of unused ventilators. Lied about it. Fauci says 200,000 could die. Coronavirus UK council employs talking drones to track down lockdown rebels. Pandemic-related unemployment shutdowns.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
It's the final segment of the Alex Jones Show, the dreaded transmission feared by tyrants everywhere. Then we have the war room. He's revved up. He's ready to go. He's Owen Schroyer, the destroyer of tyrants and cucks for 3 hours. Then there'll be an hour of retransmission, my first hour. And then the new live two-hour show with only 6 minutes and 10 seconds of our ads. But they're not our ads. That's the local ads. We don't have any ads. It's commercial-free. And that's with Robert Barnes, AmericanCountdown.news. That goes right to his band.video page. In the future, it'll be a big site. We're very, very excited. This is a seasonal show during the election. It'll probably turn into something else after that. But you can see the live feed right now at the AmericanCountdown.news. Please help everybody spread that. We're fighting hard, and our power is you taking action. We are doing this. You are the InfoWar, and I salute you. All right, let's hit two big things in the time we have left. I started the show with this, but I got to get to it now, Barnes. Pelosi and all the Democrats, I'm not going to play even half the clips. There's hundreds of them. Came out into late February and said, go out, go to Chinatown, go out, congregate, Trump's wrong, Trump shouldn't block flights from China. And then now they turn around and say Trump is to blame. So here's Pelosi encouraging large crowds in San Francisco and Chinatown on February 27th, a month and a couple days ago.
purvey here. It's exciting to be here, especially at this time, to be able to be unified with our community. We want to be vigilant about what it might be on the what is out there in other places. We want to be careful about how we deal with it, but we do want to say to people, come to Chinatown. Here we are. We're, again, careful, safe, and come join us.
And then she supported a federal court that was trying to block Trump blocking Chinese flights. They backed off. And I'm not going to get into Biden saying it's xenophobic to block the flights or control the border. Now fast forward a month later, because exactly a month later, last Friday, she comes on the news and says this. She says, Trump's killing these people, fiddling. Here it is.
For joining us, I hope you are well and safe. I know your home district of San Francisco has been particularly hard hit. President Trump is considering relaxing federal guidelines for coronavirus for some of the less affected parts of the country. Do you think he should?
Well, first of all, let me just say how sad it is that even since the president's signing of the bill, the number of deaths reported has doubled from 1,000 to 2,000 in our country. This is such a very, very sad time for us. So we should be taking every precaution. What the president, his denial at the beginning was deadly. His delaying of getting equipment to where it continues is delaying getting equipment to where it's needed.
The host looks. I mean, that is a con man.
Now I think the best thing would
be. Did your very cell say danger, Will Robinson?
He really needed to be in the studio. It's fascinating how some of these guys get.
Here he goes.
Yeah, absolutely. No. We have to have testing, testing, testing. That's what we said from the start before we can evaluate what the nature of it is in some of these other regions as well. I don't know what the purpose of that is. I don't know what the scientists are saying to him. I don't know what the scientists said to him. When did this president know about this? And what did he know? What did he know and when did he know it? That's for an after-action review. But as the president fiddles, people are dying. And we just have to take every precaution.
Man, she's neurologically going downhill. She sounds like she has marbles in her mouth like Joe Biden. So what are they doing here?
Well, this was the genius of the pandemic panic and its media hysteria. They built up a plot like that. You could take a disease like the flu and say, what if I told you there's this disease that 30 million Americans are going to get, that 30,000 Americans are 50 or 60 or even 100,000 may die of, that it leads to over hospitalization in some cities across the country pretty much every year. But because people are familiar with the flu, they couldn't get away with the flu. So they took the flu recipe and knew that, hey, if we make it look like the mortality rate is really high and we make testing a big deal, 97% of the people who get for the flu never test for it. So they knew that they would jack up the rate of responses and it would trigger terror in the countryside.
Because it had already been here for 6 months.
And not only that, they knew that most of the people they would be testing were not people who were going to be severely ill or who would have any problems from it. In other words, the people that were severely ill were going to the hospital getting treatment. The people that are mostly getting tested right now are either asymptomatic or have very mild illnesses. And so they knew it would just scare people to see those huge numbers.
Absolutely.
And that's why they built that testing mantra.
I am concerned because it comes back. It is engineered from that research we've done, and it does attack the testicles. That's why people need to be supplemented. They need to be ready. They need to be prepared. But the hype is the weapon against the economy. Now let's shift gears away from that travesty of her thinking we're all idiots and don't have memories to this. CBS News has been running this on a whole bunch of newscasts. Okay, Cuomo's been running it saying no respirators. He has a giant stockpile of thousands, it turns out, lying about it. They show a hospital in the worst hit city in Italy. They show people and say, this is New York right now, and they're in an emergency to scare you. But it wasn't New York, it was Italy. The report's on InfoWars.com. Here is what CBS showed.
New York's governor says FEMA gave the state 400 ventilators. To that, he said this.
What am I going to do with 400 ventilators when I need 30,000? You pick the 26,000 people who are going to die because you only sent 400 ventilators.
The governor now projects that the state will need up to 140,000 beds with an additional 40,000 ICU beds.
I would be lying if I didn't say there's incredible amounts of stress.
Across the river from New York at Holy Name Medical Center in New Jersey, the chief infectious disease specialist says his hospital has just 10 ventilators, barely enough for now.
But if the worst is yet to come, as we're expecting, then it won't be.
The mayor of Los Angeles says New York could be a preview of what's to come.
We are anywhere from about 6 to 12 days behind what we are seeing in New York City.
I want the 100,000 ventilators, pull them out of my way over what they need. It turns out they've got thousands. He's lying in a stockpile. And there's one problem. That wasn't New York. That was Italy, just like they did with the fake footage on ABC News of the Kurds supposedly getting blown up. Here is the actual real video from Sky News that they grabbed and then edited to deceive you, saying it was New York. Here it is.
Is virtually out of control. The patients are literally gasping for air.
The good news is the public doesn't believe anything now and checks it all.
The plastic right. Bubbles, the staff struggle to communicate.
And look out, they've never covered a disease in this man. All meant to
freak. This stuff's always going on.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's whole care units of this for the flu and everything else.
Right.
They go and they show you now to scare you. Quickly.
What's interesting is according to Italian data, large number of people that are dying up there actually are not residents of the area.
Hundreds
each yeah, day. Completely suppressed.
There are now 15 patients.
The doctors say they've seen nothing like it before and are warning other countries, especially the United Kingdom, that they will see it as well.
People who keep describing this as like flu. It's worse than that.
No.
All right, let's stop right there. So you just saw that footage on CBS saying it's New York. But notice they weren't interviewing the doctors because they were Italian. They said, this is footage from this New York hospital. They don't have enough ventilators. Lying to you on purpose. But NBC's got on top of Brian Williams telling even bigger lies.
Exactly. I mean, and it's been a systematic effort to emphasize everything that's going to be hype and trigger hysteria and trigger panic and trigger fear. That's why you've had nurses committing suicide in fear of this rather than actually dying from the disease itself. When if they would have gone out there and told everybody, by the way, in New York City, how many people have died in New York City who did not have a pre-existing deathly disease? 14 people. That's a very different number. 98% of the people who have died.
Yeah, I mean, if you've had heart disease and liver failure and you're 80 years old, you better stay at home.
Well, not only that, it's often these are people who are coming in who are dying of other things. They did a study of
Italy. That's right, and just because they test positive.
They're saying they died of the virus.
Folks, if you want to get the other side of this, tune in tonight, 7 o'clock Central, 8 o'clock Eastern. It's 5 o'clock Pacific, 6 o'clock Montana time, Mountain time. Robert Barnes and American Countdown, American Countdown. .news will take you right to the page where the live feed will be so you can share it and get around the sensors that you would hit with a URL from Infowars.com or Newswars.com. So get this out. Really appreciate the crew busting their ass. We've always had wonderful crews, but this crew is just the best. They work so hard. They're so focused. They get things up so quick, and they really spoiled me to where I just expect things that are impossible. So I want to salute the crew. I want to pray for the crew. I want to thank them. I want to pray for all of the great listeners and viewers and the amazing people and David Knight and his crew and Owen Schroyer and his crew. And we're glad to have Barnes here for at least a month to do American Countdown that'll go through the virus into the election and just, continue tracking. And if he wants to keep doing a weekday show, we'll probably do it. But regardless, do a weekend show called American Countdown because it lends itself to everything as we count down to things that are happening and, build up the things that are going on. But make no mistake, they're trying to change our way of life forever and have the AI take over through this, the globalist star. We have to expose what it's really about and expose the fact that giving up our liberties will make us slaves, not empower us. And please remember, we have great supplements. You need high-quality iodine. X3 is in stock. You need high-quality toothpaste that has the tea tree oil, the nano silver, and the iodine. That's super blue. It's still in stock. It's amazing. And that funds our operation. So get yours now and boost your body's defenses. InfoWarsStore.com. Affordable food is available again at InfoWarsStore.com. Nobody else has got it. The food is back. You can order it now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.